On Swarthmore College Week, academics can have an impact in the community. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sion Bonnot, assistant professor of economics, determines how behavioral science helps cities face everyday challenges.
Like many other large American cities, Philadelphia faces a number of public policy challenges, from reducing crime and litter to supporting low-income residents. In recent years, the city has turned to behavioral scientists to support their work. What is behavioral science? Many models of human behavior in the social sciences suggest that humans are by and large rational, but behavioral scientists argue that this is not always the case. In the last 50 years, there has been a stream of research showing that humans display systematically irrational behavior. We regularly overeat, under-exercise, and under-save. Behavioral scientists argue that by broadening our view of human behavior, we can develop policy tools built for humans, not rational automatons, thus making public policy more effective. Since 2016, city officials have worked with a team of local academic researchers to build the Philadelphia Behavioral Science Initiative, or PBSI. One of our projects studies the challenge of litter in public areas. The city and PBSI have run a series of randomized control trials to test different methods to reduce litter, including distributing recycling bins and varying the location and number of trash receptacles. These efforts have helped the city adopt a more evidence-based approach to policymaking. PBSI is currently working on over a dozen projects, including increasing participation in the city's wellness program, boosting parent and teacher engagement in schools, and encouraging voting, among others. In the near future, we aim to tackle other big issues, from poverty and inequality to the opioid crisis. This collaboration between academics and policymakers has been exciting and fruitful. When the best minds in academia and the public sector work together to tackle social challenges, everyone wins.
That was Sion Bonnot of Swarthmore College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.